The United States holds nearly 3,000 strategic and tactical warheads with another 2,500 in reserve. It maintains its existing nuclear stockpile with various programs that lengthen the lifespan and the effectiveness of its arsenal. Now the White House wants to modernize its nuclear weapons and says the National Nuclear Security Administration, or NNSA, should receive up to $85 billion in the upcoming decade. There are also plans to develop a new class of nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines and a new long-range nuclear bomber. This in addition to spending huge sums of money on its nuclear forces. A recent study by the Carnegie Endowment calculated that the U.S. devoted at least $29 billion to its nuclear forces and operational support in 2008.
America's relationship with our European allies and partners is the cornerstone of our engagement with the world.
The plan for the nuclear upgrade comes as President Barack Obama announced progress from Lisbon, Portugal last week in the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty with Russia, designed to reduce the U.S. and Russia nuclear stockpile by about a third. Critics of the NNSA funding view it as a contradiction to the U.S.'s proclaimed nuclear reduction commitments.
It's not only a contradiction to the START treaty with Russia, it's also a contradiction to the reason Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize. He received it because of his efforts to reduce nuclear proliferation around the world.
Congressional lawmakers have suggested nearly $81 billion in funding for the NNSA, but the White House is proposing nearly $5 billion more. Madsen says the White House could be pandering to more conservative and hawkish members of Congress who take control of the House in January.
President Obama, since the beginning of his administration, has seemed more interested in placating the desires of the conservatives, the hawks, mostly in the Republican Party, but a few also in the Democratic Party, than he is in catering to the people who elected him.
The vote to ratify the new U.S.-Russian nuclear weapons treaty is already in jeopardy. Republicans are blocking a lame duck session vote on approving the START. Skeptical lawmakers have voiced a lack of confidence over national security and those of U.S. allies as the main cause of reluctance to get on board. The White House is demonstrating its support for the NNSA to show that it's still committed to national security issues. The White House said in a statement that the proposed level of spending is unprecedented for the administration. It hasn't seen this level of funding since the end of the Cold War. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.